AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. 4 days into a war that's killed hundreds, mostly in Iran, President Trump says someone from within Tehran's government might be best suited to take power once it all ends, it Donahue reports.
The president says the attacks on Iran have limited the leadership possibilities.
The people we had in mind are dead. So, you know, we had some in mind from that group that is dead. And now we have another group. They may be dead also, based on reports. So I guess you have a third wave coming in. Pretty soon we're not going to know anybody.
Reza Pahlavi, the exiled crown prince of Iran's last Shah, is trying to position himself for a return.
Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that.
The president said somebody that's there in Iran that's currently popular, if there is such a person, would be more appropriate. He doesn't want the worst-case scenario in Iran.
Somebody takes over who's as bad as the previous person.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, Sam Mednick reports from Tel Aviv, Israel's battling on another front.
Israel said deployed more troops along its northern border with Lebanon as it continues attacks against Hezbollah. Israel said that it is preparing for the possibility of Hezbollah to expand its attacks against Israel, and so far it has one division inside southern Lebanon. This comes after Hezbollah launched an attack against Israel, saying it was in retaliation for the killing of Iran's supreme leader.
It's all having an impact on energy markets. Patrick Dahan at Gas Buddy.
Oil prices are up on the continued increase in escalations in the Middle East. The threat of Iran attacking vessels transiting through the Strait of Hormuz continues to push oil prices higher. The uncertainty as Iran attacks various sites within the Middle East, destabilizing the region.
On Wall Street, stocks were down. The Dow lost 403 points, or about 0.8%. The S&P dropped 0.9%. The Nasdaq a full 1%. This is AP News. Charles Deledesma reports there's another war heating up.
Pakistan says Afghan forces have carried out ground assaults on Pakistani military positions at 16 locations along the southwestern border and fired on 25 in the border regions to the northwest, leaving over 60 members of the Afghan forces and one Pakistani soldier dead. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric told the media on Monday.
The UN mission warns that on Afghanistan's western border with Iran, a potential increase in number of Afghan returnees is also anticipated, which will, as you can imagine, further stretch very scarce humanitarian supplies.
Pakistan's described its operation as an open war with Afghanistan, alarming the international community. The border areas remain a stronghold for militant organizations, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State Group. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.